KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's mostly sunny and 75 degrees. We expect skies to be partly to mostly sunny today with a high of 92 and a heat index around 100 to 105 degrees. There is an elevated heat indices advisory in effect for this afternoon for most of the KJAN listing area, including Cass, Adair, Adams, Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Union, Taylor, Ringgold, Sac, Crawford, and Carroll counties. Warm and humid air will continue to push into western and central Iowa this afternoon, with air temperatures forecast to reach the lower 90s and dew points in the low to mid 70s. That'll result in heat indices of in excess of 100 degrees, with a few localized spots possibly reaching 105 for a brief period this afternoon. The warmest conditions are expected between 1 and 4 p.m., so limit outdoor activities if possible today. And if you must be outside, be sure and take frequent breaks and remain properly hydrated. In the news, the U.S. District Court on July 14th sentenced a Pottawatomie County man to slightly more than 5 years in prison for being a felon and drug user in possession of a firearm. 27-year-old Jimmy Joe Gappa of Council Bluffs was also ordered to serve a period of supervised release for 3 years to follow his prison term and pay a $100 special assessment payable to the Crime Victims Fund. There is no parole in the federal system. On June the 8th of last year, Gappa and a friend were in Mills County driving when their vehicle broke down. As they walked away from the vehicle, a law enforcement officer stopped them. Gappa had an outstanding warrant and he was arrested. He was also in possession of a stolen pistol, ammunition, and methamphetamine. The Creston Police Department reports an arrest took place Thursday evening and one incident of theft was reported earlier this week. 25-year-old Jeremiah David Cargo of Afton was arrested for OWI first offense at around 5:30 p.m. Thursday on Highway 34 at Poplar Street in Creston. Cargo was later released from the Union County Jail on $1,000 cash or surety bond. Tuesday afternoon, a Creston man reported to police someone had stolen a Simpson pressure washer with paint. The items stolen from his residence in the 1100 block of North Maple Street were valued at $400. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County yesterday said 43-year-old Gabriel Angel Rodriguez Medina was arrested Tuesday evening following a traffic stop in Council Bluffs. Rodriguez Medina was taken into custody for driving while barred, habitual offender. Wednesday afternoon, 30-year-old Kimberly Solnicki of Plattsmouth, Nebraska, turned herself into the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office. Solnicki was wanted on a felony warrant for forgery by altering a written check or document and felony possession of a firearm or offensive weapon as a felon, along with theft in the fifth degree. Her bond on the forgery charge was set at $5,000. Wednesday evening, 38-year-old Eric Mertz of Walnut was arrested in Walnut on charges of domestic abuse, simple assault, and child endangerment with substantial risk. Mertz was taken into custody for allegedly assaulting his wife. He was being held on a $2,000 bond associated with the child endangerment charge. And 23-year-old Michael Christopher Edwards was arrested at around 6:20 Thursday morning in Minden. Edwards was charged with assault without intent, causing injury or mental illness, and domestic abuse assault first offense causing injury. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa reports a woman from Nebraska was sentenced last week to slightly more than 6 years in prison for the distribution of methamphetamine. 54-year-old Kimberly Ann Jacobson of Omaha received her sentence July 16th in Council Bluffs U.S. District Court. Jacobson was also ordered to serve a four-year period of supervised release upon completion of her 74-month sentence and pay a $100 special assessment to the Crime Victims Fund. As we mentioned before, there is no parole in the federal system. Authorities say in October of 2019, Jacobson sold 97 grams of meth during two separate undercover law enforcement operations. She pled guilty to the offense March 6th of 2020. It was Jacobson's second felony for a methamphetamine conviction. The case against her was investigated by the Council Bluffs Police Department and Southwest Iowa Narcotics Enforcement Task Force and the DEA. Was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. A man who sold a variety of drugs at music festivals in eastern and central Iowa will spend more than 6 years in federal prison. 22-year-old Jack Arthur Stumberg of Grundy Center pleaded guilty to conspiracy and possession with the intent to distribute LSD, ecstasy, and mushrooms. Evidence showed that between 2016 and 2019, Stumberg ordered large quantities of the party drugs on the dark web. The drugs were delivered to Stumberg through the mail, disguised to look like a common household item or items. Stumberg then sold the drugs in various communities and music festivals. He was sentenced to 78 months in prison. The Iowa Governor's Office of Drug Control Policy is sending out money from two federal grant programs. ODCP Director Dale Woolery says one program involves money from the coronavirus emergency funding.
It's a new grant program, and it's intending to address evolving needs from the evolving pandemic, and In this case, in Iowa, we're applying these funds in particular to helping to shore up response in the justice system.
The program is sending out nearly $2.5 million to some 26 agencies.
A lot of it's technology-driven. Many of these grants are going to support technology solutions or systems like case management, connectivity between places like jails and courtrooms, and even hospitals, basically to help remotely manage resources and the provision of services.
Woolery says the need for these types of resources increased as the pandemic hit.
So it's a lot about logistics in a situation or circumstances where we have to operate remotely. And like a lot of other entities, those in the justice system are having to adapt as well.
Some of the examples of the projects are a countywide mobile networking for law enforcement agencies and county attorneys, a cloud-based case management system for 19 county attorney offices in coordination with the Iowa Association of Counties, connectivity between jails and electronic health records, remote court and jail connections. And the other money comes from the yearly Justice Assistance Grant or JAG program, according to Woolery.
Those federal dollars go out to mainly local jurisdictions to support drug and crime prevention, treatment, intervention, and enforcement efforts.
And he says the money can help fund a variety of services.
Drug enforcement task forces, drug courts, mental health courts, community crime prevention coalitions, and other projects that would either fit the prevention, treatment, intervention, or enforcement category.
The grants total nearly $2 million and require a match from the agency that is receiving them. Among the JAG grant recipients is the Council Bluffs Police Department's Southwest Iowa Narcotics Enforcement Task Force, receiving $72,000. Sioux City Police Tri-State Drug Task Force, $94,500. Mills County Public Health Not Alone Youth Mentoring Program is receiving $13,200. And included among the recipients of the coronavirus emergency funding is the Crawford County Attorney's Office for Remote Access, $5,874. The 5th Judicial District Department of Correctional Services Electronic Monitoring Remote Access, $72,166. 4th Judicial District Department of Correctional Services Remote Services, $20,000. And the 3rd Judicial District Court will receive remote services grant funding in the amount of $15,715. Our news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.